to Avram Avinu straight after the Bris Mila. Vayera Elav Hashem Beloine Mamre, and Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu Beloine Mamre in the plains of Mamre. V'yoshev Pesach Oikol Chaim Hayom, and he was sitting outside the opening of his Oikol Chaim Hayom. Context over here is Avram Avinu has done an act that is incredibly painful. He's an old man. He just gone through Bris Mila, and he's sitting there on the third day, says Rashi, time when it's the most painful, and he's sitting there, Yoshev Pesach Oil Kochem Ayom. He's sitting in the opening of his Oihel Kochem Ayom, the heat of the day, Kosh Baruch Hu took out the sun and made it tremendously hot. So Vayera Olav Hashem, Hashem appeared to him, says Rashi. Why did Hashem appear to him? Says Rashi, Levakes Achole. Kosh Baruch Hu has done, I believe, the only social call in history to see how he's doing. Levakes Achole. Kosh Baruch Hu has come to Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come to Avram Avinu. He's reached the stage HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to do a social call. What's Avram Avinu do? Vayisa Einov Vayah. He picks up his eyes and he's looking around. Vehine Shleisha Noshim Tzav Molov. Three Arabs are walking there. Vayar, he sees them. Vayoratz, he crosses them. He runs towards the Pesach of Yishachar Oratz and he starts bowing down to them. And he gives them a VIP service. Nimsachim Beinecha. He begs them and he Ma'im, and he gives them Lechem and he gives them Bosa and he gives them Chardal and you name it and they get it. Okay? The question is, why? All that's important. But why is Hevayera Loshem Be'iloine Mamre? Why is that important where he was? Be'iloine Mamre. What's important behind that Loshem Be'iloine Mamre? Why is that so important? Rashi says he gave them the Eitzah. Very nice. But furthermore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now speaking with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come to visit you. How rude would it be to have somebody who comes to visit you and you're looking outside the window and you see somebody who needs a jump start with a car? So, sorry, wait here, and you go outside and you start doing what they call the kabbalim. Yeah, the leads. What kind of behavior is this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come to visit you. This is the kind of, that's what you do to Rabbeinu Shleilam. Sorry. Arabs have come, let's put this on pause a moment. I've got to deal with these people first. I'll come back to you later. Kosh Baruch Hu's gone. Yeah? What kind of bizarre is that? And Elohim in Mamre. I want to go one stage further. Later on in the parasha, Avram Avinu has gone through the most difficult Nesoyin, according to most Mephoroshim, that's the last Nesoyin of the Akedah. And Avram Avinu is going with Yitzchak. Yitzchak knows nothing about it, and eventually Avram Avinu explains to him that he's going to be the Akedah. Yitzchak goes with him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the test of offering up his son, to shecht his son, and he's about to do it. Then the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Avram Yisrael v'yikach esem ha'cheles ishchit es benoy." He took his knife to shecht his son. In that moment, "Vayikra elov malach Hashem min Hashemayim," and malach called out from Shemayim, "Vayema Avram Avram Vayema hineini." I'm here. Vayoyime, al tishach yodcho el anar, val tas leimu umo. Two things. Al tishach yodcho el anar means, no, I don't want you to shecht him. Val tas leimu umo, furthermore, what does he say to him? Also, do not harm him in any way. Why? Ki ati yodati, because now I know, ki yurei elekim ato, that you're a God-fearing man, v'lechasach tisbinuch lesechidach lemeni, he's not hold back his son from me. So there are two tzivuim over here. Why did it say, "Al tishach yodcha l'nar, do not shecht him"? Va'al tas le'mu'umah, said Rashi. Al tishach lishchot. Don't shecht him. Omaloi, imkein, l'chinam bosi l'kan. Did I come here for nothing? Ese boi chavola, let me make a little scratch in him. Va'oitzi men amadam, let me take a little bit of blood out. Omaloi, he said to him, no. Al mu'umah means, al tas boi mum, do not do a mum. Says Rashi, ki ati adati, now I know, Efrash Bekitza, says Chassam Sofer, a moira de gavol, you have to understand what he's saying. There were two nisyonos over here, and then the second part of nisyon has to be by definition more difficult than the first part of the nisyon, because otherwise it wouldn't be a nisyon. If a Kodesh Baruch is testing to see how strong he was, and he's ready past the first part, the second part's got to be harder. So there were two commands over here. One command was, don't shecht your son. The second command was, Al Taslim Umar, did not do any injury. That injury that Avram Avinu wanted to do and he was stopped from doing was a far greater nisayan than the nisayan of taking his son and shechting him. Ad kan divrech sam sefer. And Avram Avinu passed that and he said, Ati adati, now that I know ki yori lakim ato. What's the idea behind this? How can it possibly be that nisayan of the Akedah, was a tremendous nesoyin. Avraham Avinu, that nesoyin left him. But now Atah Slim Uma did not even make a small injury. It was even a greater nesoyin than Akedah itself. How can you understand that? So Rishon Shnufal Hish has a mahaloch that goes through the parasha, and I think it's a fundamental of understanding what our place is in this world and how wrong I believe the Goyim certainly see the Jews in a way that is wrong, because we have that mistake ourselves. In other words, let's start from the beginning of the parasha. Avraham Avinu has Bris Mila. What is Bris Mila doing? Bris Mila, for once and for all, is differentiating between a Yisrael and an Amim. You're taking a goof and you're saying the goof of a Goy looks like this and the goof of a Jew has to look different. Separation. Detach. You have to make yourself look different. Not only think different and behave different, you've got to look different. Can be recognized by his detachment from everything else. One can imagine, one can begin to think that that detachment has to express itself in a way that we have to live in a society that is living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the exception of everything else. Inasmuch, what that means is that a person lives in an insular society. A person lives in a society where we're dealing here with Reish Magia Shemaimo. We're dealing here with Kedusha, we're dealing with Tahara, we're dealing with separation, we're dealing with who we are as an Amim. And Avraham Avinu has gone through Bismillah and he's been told from now on, all your children have got to be separated from the Goyim. They have nothing to do with the society, the way the society looks. You're different. Says a Pasuk, very nice. But Vayera Elov Hashem, where did he meet him? By Loine Mamre. Avraham Avinu was in exactly the position that he was with regard to society around him, as he was before he left. Before the Bris Mila, he wasn't a Loine Mamre. He was in a society called Mamre Society. He was looking out for those needs of other people. And after this Bris Mila, Vayera Elov Hashem, where? Beloine Mamre. He wasn't sitting in Shemayim. He wasn't sitting in one little corner over there and working with himself and being totally detached from Rabbeinu Shalom. He was Beloine Mamre. He was a person who was a citizen of Mamre. He lived amongst everybody else. He was looking out how to focus on the society around him. He took that as a responsibility. In other words, Avraham Avinu saw the separation between him and the Goyim is not that he should not have any relationship with them, not feel a responsibility to them. What it means is he must not be influenced by them. But certainly he has an obligation to influence them, to connect them to understanding what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, understanding what a good person is, being compassionate, being merciful, being somebody who you can rely on for Tovus, for Chesed. And therefore, when Avraham Avinu was sitting after the Bris Mila, where was he? He wasn't in the Oyle Mesilis. Where? Beloine Mamre. He was exactly where he was physically beforehand, looking around everybody else as if he was before the Bris Mila. So much so, Yiddishkeit is not about connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam and therefore being detached from society and having nothing to do with it. You can have HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvedoi v'atzmei, the only history coming to give you a social call. Ribbono Shel Olam is here, and what you're doing? You're looking to help other people. You're looking to find Hachnosas Orochim. Says the Gemara, what do you see from here? Godol Hachnosas Orochim Yosei mi Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Why? Because it's not one thing is not challenging the other. It's not because you have Kabbalah Bnei Shechin, you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu on one side, and you have Hachnos Orchim on the other side. Connecting with Ribbono Shel Olam in a meaningful way is understanding that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you on the highest levels, wherever you are, to go down and look at the small people around you and the bigger people around you, doesn't matter, and look at their needs. And therefore, that is why he, Vayera Elov, understood the message and he went out and he Kavayochel, he pushed away the Ribbono Shel Olam's visit, as it were, in order that he could deal with three strangers. These maises are ongoing. Bisrael Salanta. Imagine what Bisrael Salanta's El look like. The great Zayda of Musa. Can you imagine what his El look like? Can you imagine what his Erev Rosh Hashanah look like? What his Rosh Hashanah look like? Aseres Meitshuva. And he comes to Erev Yom Kippur. Can you imagine where he was? In his Kedusha and Tahara in the greatest level, you name it. And what's a famous Maisa? He's on the way to Kol Nidre. Yes. And everybody's waiting for Yisrael Salanta. And he's not turning up. The shul is packed, or the ladies gallery is packed, and the shul is packed. And Yisrael is not there. Where is he? On the way, he hears this little child crying. Why? because his parents left the house because they want to go to Yisrael Salanter's davening. Yeah, they want to hear the great Rebbe's davening. You know, what kind of thing, what kind of preparation for Yom Kippur is that? Fantastic. And his child is scared and is in his bed and he's scared his parents aren't there. And the whole town look around, where's Rabbi Yisrael? And eventually everyone starts going home, and you see Rabbi Yisrael's Ananta just speaking to the child and calming the child down and stroking the child. Why? You should be in shul. The great, no. Godless Adam. Connection to the Rebbeinu on the highest levels is connecting with the people that are around you, understanding the needs of a small baby who's afraid. What's going to happen in shul? Rebbeinu Shalom is not in shul right now. Rebbeinu Shalom is with me, with this baby. The Chassam Sofer, you know, they you cannot imagine. You got to read the books and understand who the Chassam Sofer was. He learnt with the Malach, the Moedig of stories. But on Erev Yom Kippur, his face, the people in town, they say his face shone like a sun. You could hardly look at him. Erev Yom Kippur, just before Yom Kippur, what's he doing? He left the table. He's running around from one place to the other, trying to make a shidduch between a poor child and the yisoma, and he's trying to get the money together and trying to make the shidduch. Oh, wait till after Yom Kippur. No, he sure wants me to do this now. I'm not sure who this was. I think it was the Kotz. Not sure. I'm not sure who this was. He used to shoot everyone out of shul and he used to make preparations on Erev Yom Kippur, and they thought his preparation must have been in the Aron HaKodesh and crying and. He went up to the Ezra's Noshim, he took out a hammer. I'm not sure who he was. Was it Chofetz Chaim? Okay, he took out a hammer and is knocking in all the nails in all the benches, because the women come only once a year sometimes to shul, and the nails in the benches can tear their clothes. That's Hachonah, yes! And therefore, after the Bris Milah, where he's separated from all the rest of the world, Avraham Avinu does what? He's in Elohim in Mamre, exactly where he was at the beginning. Vayara Elov, Hashem has appeared to him. Very nice. He's looking for guests, because the godless of a Jew is to be up in Shemayim with Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu by caring about every small individual. Therefore, that is the Hemshech of the Parsha. The Parsha says later on, like we discussed, Avraham Avinu was at a level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, sacrifice your son. Take him and Shecht Yitzchok. Where is he at that stage? He's at the stage of total dveikus to Rebbeinu Shleilam. Total connection to Rebbeinu Shleilam. Can you imagine any greater thing than that? Sacrificing your future, sacrificing your deals, sacrificing Yitzhak Avinu. And they are absolutely in Shemayim. Says a Pasuk, yes. Al tas lo mu'umah. What does that mean? Take now the rachmim of a father to a child. Don't do anything to him. In other words, Avraham Avinu is told in one moment to take his greatest levels where he is with the Rebbeinu Shleilam and take it all the way down to the way a father, a basic instinct that a father has to a child is to care for it. Become now a father. Forget about being Avraham Avinu in Shemayim. Atah Sleim Uma means, would a father hurt their child? Avraham Avinu, you're a father. So 1 second. A moment ago I was in Shemayim, but now you expect it to be a father. Now all that rachmanus that a regular father has, and kaviyochel, a father like Avraham Avinu, Amud HaChesed has, that is a kind of rachmanus you've got to have on your child. Which means, the greatest levels of Yiddishkeit, the greatest levels of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects is, be the highest levels of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, but to be compassionate, and to have the understanding that you have to be like a regular, caring person at the very, very same time. And that was a great nesoyim. To go from those high levels to a very basic instinct in that very short time was a greater nesoyin than being just staying up in Shemayim. The Shana Shem Pol Hirsh continues, and this is unbelievable. Avraham Avinu, just have to picture this. Avraham Avinu is going with his Yitzchok, and Avraham Avinu had a nevuah. Yitzchok did not know the nevuah. The pasuk says, "Yashkin from Abayke." Avraham Avinu got up, v'yachvish es chamoy v'yikach shein oroi, yeah, and he took the two children with him, v'es yitzchot noy hu the two na'orov, Eliezer and Yishmol, v'yvaki atzal oilo, and, 1 second, yeah, so it says, your posuk says in posuk vav, v'ikach Avram es atzeh oil v'yosem al yitzchok, v'nei v'ikach v'yodeh es ha'eshem, as chere took the fire, v'yelchu shneihem yachtov. What does yachtov mean? Together. Yachtov does not mean as happens a happen chance, that happened to be together. Yachtov means the shoyrish han neshomas. Yachtov means they were totally united, totally connected. So that was before Yitzchak knew anything. Avram Avinu took the eight of the oil of Yosef and he put on thing. But Yochel Shnei Mechle went a father and son totally united. Next pasuk, Vayomer Yitzchak Avram Avinu, or Avram Aviv, he said to his father, Vayomer Aviv, tell me, here's an eish, here's an eitzim, and where's a seh? Vayomer Avram Elokim Yirelo Haseh Lo'il Abani, and I was giving him a remez, you know who the seh is? You. You. Wow, what a shock. Carries on the pasuk, Vayelchu Shneihem Yachdov. Even though he understood that he is going to be the seh, it didn't break up this bond. They continued Yachdov to be, Dad, you're crazy? You must unashecht me? What do you think you are? I'm future Klal Yisrael. Vayelchu Shneihem Yachdov. They went together as one, as united. Second time it says Yachdov in the parasha. Third time it says Yachdov in the parasha is after the whole Nisa of Avram Avinu with Yitzchak Avinu and going up and almost shechting him and a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving the Vua Ati Yadati, now that I know that this is the greatest level he could be, what the Pasuk say? And he gets a nevuah, ki v'rech v'rech achoy, be blessed, yikachoy l'shamayim. Avraham Avinu is in Shemayim. What's the pasuk say? V'yoshav Avraham al Na'orav. Avraham Avinu went back to the Na'orav. Who's the Na'orav? Yishmol and Eliezer. Who is Yishmol and Eliezer? Shvu lechem poi mechamoy. These two people were left behind. Why? Because you stay here with a chamoy, with a donkey. Why? Because I'm doim al chamoy. You're not worthy to see this. You're not worthy to be part of that Kedah. You can't see the Shechina. I can. You stay here with the Chamoyah previously. After this, Vayakumu, they got up. Vayelchu Yachdov El Be'er Shava. Who's Yachdov now? Avraham, Yitzchok, Yishmol, and Eliezer. Right? They all went Yachdov. Yachdov, as we explained, does not mean they happened to just be together. They were totally united as a group. They went Yachdov. Why the positives? This is mind-blowing. In other words, Avraham Avinu, he's just gone up. This is, imagine what we feel like, yeah, on Motzei Yom Kippur, in our shul. Now, take not in our shul, we're davening with Rav Chofetz Chaim in Radin for Yom Kippur. No, not the Chofetz Chaim. Let's take it to davening with the Vilna Gaon in his shul. Move it up with Rashi in Worms. Going back to davening with the Rishonim, taking that to the Goinim, taking that Amorot. Can you imagine what it's going like? I mean, imagine davening with Moshe Rabbeinu Yom Kippur. Can you imagine? And this was with Rabbeinu Shleilam in the highest level. This wasn't Yom Kippur. This is the greatest insane ever. And then outside, there's a fellow outside giving you a lift back home, the taxi driver, and he starts talking to you. Do me a favor, you know, just let me stay here, be quiet, and I'll pay you extra. I want nothing to do with you. You stay with your things, I'll stay with my things. Let me just disconnect here. Avraham Avinu has gone through an akedah with Yitzchak Avinu. He's been soaring in Shemayim. Those two people are waiting there. They go Yachdov. He goes together with them, not that little huddle together. Avraham and Yitzchak are talking a little click, and they're talking separately. He goes as Yachdov in a real connection. How is that possible? How is that possible to be connected with them at this stage? Because that is Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is not about living in Shemayim and disconnecting yourself from people. It's taking who you are, the connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and understanding the achrayus that we have over society, of connecting with society, of influencing them in a positive way. To be separate, that we shouldn't be influenced by them, but to give over to them the love, the warmth, the compassion that we're supposed to be representing as a oyev of light unto the nation. That was Yachda, that's the gadlus of Avraham Avinu. And that is a tremendously difficult thing to do. But to be separated by a bris mila is mamre. No, he was part of it. To have an ability to live up in Shemayim, it's wonderful, but it's come now to becoming careful of Atasle Mu'umo, to be part of a compassionate father. And after all this, his Yachdov, they go together, not as a little bundle of separate groups, they go together as one Yachdov, a group of people who are able to not become snobs and disconnect, but to become Achroi. And the ability of that is, the greatness of the Tzadikim are, because they have no kinna and they have no taiva, and they have no kovod, they're much... find it much easier to connect with the smaller people because they don't feel any competition, they don't feel any ego there. That is a gadlus of Avraham Avinu. That is a gadlus of the ability that we have as Klal Yisrael and the achrayus we have Be'ez Hashem, to perpetuate that vision.